Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It is March 29th, and we have such a glorious morning this morning, and we have a fantastic guest, and our guest is here. So I'm skipping the basics, and we're getting to the fun part today. We're talking to our guest, Mr. Chris Kennedy, about self-publishing basics. So let's bring him in, say hi, and see all the good stuff he's going to tell us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Kennedy.
Hey, good to be here. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for being on the show
this morning.
Oh, good. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you bet.
I want to get right into it. Tell my listeners a little bit about yourself and about the books you publish, especially the self-publishing basic book.
Okay. I am a former naval aviator, and then I was a principal for 5 years. None of those really prepared me for being a publisher. But, you know, they say that 80% of the people in the United States have a book they want to write. I was never one of those people, but one day it just came to me. And I started writing, and, you know, I got to the end of the book, and I was like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do with it? And we can go a little further into that, but I've since written two military fiction books, three science fiction, and a fantasy for young adults. And then I just used all of that info to put together a self-publishing for profit book to help anybody else that's looking to get their books out of their heads and into the stores.
Oh, okay. Tell us about how you put together yourself the publishing book for profit. How did that come about?
Okay. That came about pretty much through a couple different ways. What happened was, you know, when I first started out, I didn't know anything about the publishing industry. You know, I didn't have a relative. I didn't have, you know, anybody, even a friend that I knew in the publishing industry. So everything that I learned, I learned kind of on the job by what I could put together. I started out, you know, I thought I wanted to be traditionally published, but couldn't find an agent that wanted to take me on. And I'd heard about this whole self-publishing thing, and I thought that it sounded cool, but, you know, I had no idea how to do that either. And, you know, when I first started looking at it, there's just so much information that it's really, really hard to figure out what exactly you need to do. And I realized I needed a plan. So I, you know, having been in the military for 20 years, planning was something that I could do. So I put together a plan, you know, and then I took my book through that plan. And published it, and then a funny thing happened. People bought it. So I learned a lot of different things as I went through, and I kept pretty good notes on what I needed to do and when I needed to do it. And then, you know, after I published my first book and started getting out there, I go to a variety of different fantasy and science fiction conventions, you know, and I do panels on self-publishing. And after every panel, somebody would always come up and say, you know, if I only knew this one thing, whether that's, you know, how to do a cover, how to get an editor, how to do, you know, whatever it was. But everybody always just had this one thing where they said, you know, if I could do that one thing, I really think I could do the self-publishing. And I said, you know, I need to put together something that helps those people, you know, and so they don't make the same mistakes that I did. So that was really the genesis for the self-publishing for profit book, was just to help people that are, you know, aspiring writers, you know, learn to get their books out there. You know, what do they need to do and when? You know, it's a very basic book that takes you from start to finish of how to be a self-published author.
Oh, okay. So if I'm starting out and I come to you, what where would I actually publish my book? Once I finish writing the book, of course, what places would you suggest I go to have my book self-published?
Well, if you're going to publish a book, you got to be on Amazon. Amazon gets roughly two-thirds of the sales. For my part, it's been probably somewhere up 80-85% of my books have sold on Amazon. And those are mostly ebooks, but I do some print books too through CreateSpace. I try and get my books out as widely as possible. So after Amazon, I also put them on Barnes & Noble and then Smashwords, which is an electronic retailer, which will send it out to all of the minor ebook retailers as well. So Amazon and Barnes & Noble I do directly, but then I use Smashwords to send it out to the ones like iTunes and Kobo and all of the smaller ones.
Oh, okay. So you basically do ebooks. So what's basically the length of your book? Like, how many pages is it, and
well,
how many pages do you think a good ebook that would sell should be?
Okay. Well, that's actually several questions, and all of them are great ones. I will tell you that not only do I sell ebooks, I also have print books and audio books as well.
Mm-hmm.
I actually sell more audio books than print. Which was kind of surprising to me. I only have three of my books in audio, and I have seven, you know, total. But I sell more audio books than I do print. The length of them, it really kind of varies by the genre. The science fiction books I have are all 100,000 words, which is 400 pages, I think. The military fiction ones and the fantasy are about 80-85,000 words. And then the self-publishing book, which is a nonfiction book, is about half of that size. So basically it really depends on what you're writing. If you're writing a romance, you know, it can be a lot shorter. Science fiction generally is one of the longest genres because you have to do a lot of world building. You know, and you're creating a world out there, and, you know, you need to describe it, you know, the people, the place, the things, what does it look like? So that ends up being longer. Nonfiction books are generally shorter. You know, if you're looking to put together something based on knowledge that you have, you know, those may be much shorter. Those may be anywhere from, you know, 20 to 60,000 words, depending on what you're talking about and how specific it is. So it really varies based on the genre.
Okay, let's talk about money.
I like money.
As the expense, don't we all? As far as far as the expense of say starting an ebook and going through the channels like Creative Space and everything, what would you assume would be the average cost of just creating an ebook versus then publishing it and, you know, I guess marketing it? What do you find?
Well, it all depends on what you want to do, and how much you want to work and how much you want to let other people do some work for you. You could put out a book, an ebook or a print book, without ever paying a cent if you wanted to. You would end up having to do a lot of things differently perhaps than I did, but I generally tried to keep my prices as low as I could. Some of the things that you'd want to spend some money on, you'd want to spend some money on a book cover. Because, you know, you always hear people say you can't judge a book by its cover. Well, I'm here to tell you people do. Actually, over 50% of the sales that you have are based on the cover. So you really need to have a good cover, something that's striking, something that catches their eye. You know, you may have written the best book in the world, and it may tell, you know, it may be life-changing. But if your cover isn't any good, nobody's going to ever pick it up to find out. So, you know, you need something that gets people to pick it up and try and find out what you're all about. So what does a book cover run? You know, it depends on where you do it. You can get a very good professional cover for $300 on 99designs. You can also find other places that'll do them for, you know, do them cheaper than that. But you just really want to watch and make sure that you know, the cover is good. I would you know, check out whatever artist you're going to use. See, you know, their body of work, whether, you know, they've done book covers before. If so, what do they look like? Are they something that would get you to pick it up? Because we're all consumers, you know, just like your readers. You know, so if the book covers are something that make you excited about picking it up, you know, great. If you look at their covers and you go, oh, that looks second rate, I wouldn't use them. So book covers are definitely something that you need to spend at least a little money on. You also probably want to think about paying for an editor. Especially if this is your first time that you're ever writing, you probably want to think about getting a professional editor. And some of those can run you know, well into the thousands, but the money, you can also do it for free. You know, join a writer's circle or a critique circle. You know, just about every area has a writer's group. And you can join a writer's group and say, hey, you know, I'll help edit your book if you help edit mine. You know, so you can trade some of your time in place of money. So you can do that and keep the cost way down. You know, you really don't have to spend a lot of money if you don't have it and don't need to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this, like, Creative Space and Amazon, does that cost you any money to put your books out there?
No, it doesn't cost anything at all to hang your books on Amazon or any of the other retailers. Whether that's an audio book, an e-book, or a print book. You know, when you're developing your print book, you may want to get, you know, a pre-formatted file to stick your book into so that, you know, it is the right format and all the pages are right and all of the headings are right. And, you know, because most people don't know how to do that just, you know, off the top of their head. I know I certainly didn't. But there are formatted copies that you can purchase for relatively little money, and then just copy and paste your stuff in, and then it's all set. You know, it doesn't cost anything to put a print book on CreateSpace, and once you publish a print book on CreateSpace, CreateSpace is a subsidiary of Amazon, so it goes right over there, shows up about, you know, a couple hours later, and if you already have an author site set up, it just goes right in and you don't even have to do anything to help it. It's all integrated pretty well.
Now, you mentioned audiobooks, that you have your audiobooks out and they sell quite well. My question to you is, where do you put your books for audiobooks? And when you do it, do you sit there and actually read your ebook and, like, record your whole ebook in your own voice? How does that work?
I don't know that my voice is good enough to do that, and I certainly don't have the all of the technology to do it. There's a service called ACX, which is Audiobook Creation Exchange, which is a place where authors and voice talent can meet, and you can go there and you can hire somebody to do the book. And it works really well if you don't have a lot of money, because you can do it one of two ways. You can either pay the person to put your book together in an audio format, or you can do a cost share, well, not a cost share, a profit share, where he does it for free. You put the book out onto the market, and then, you know, whatever your profits are, you just split the profits. So that really keeps costs down, costs you basically nothing. You've already got the book, you know, you're just generating another income stream from it. You don't have to pay anything on the site. You don't have to pay the voice talent. You don't have to pay anything. You know, you just, you get that together and put it out there, and it just starts generating income. All you end up having to do is just listen to it when the person's done with it to make sure that, you know, it comes out as it's supposed to, and you're good to go on it. You know, these days with all of the digital technology, you know, who who doesn't have a cell phone or an iPod or something that, you know, they can walk down the street playing music with? Well, a lot of people like listening to audiobooks. With commutes these days being so much longer, you know, with traffic and everything, a lot of people like listening to audiobooks in their car or on their way into work and back, because it just kind of takes them out of that whole road rage thing. You know, and then you have, you know, people are getting older. Some people can't hold books as well anymore, you know, and this lets them still, you know, participate in reading and hear their favorite authors. There's a lot of reasons why audiobooks are really doing so well, and it was something that, you know, really caught me by surprise. I had a friend, a couple friends, actually one who is visually challenged, and he said, you know, Teddy, he said, you really should consider putting out an audiobook. And I was like, well, you know, an audiobook, why, you know, would that sell? He's like, you'd be surprised how well it sells. I mean, take me. I've got to, you know, do audiobooks because I can't see. I was like, well, all right, well, sure, I'll give it a shot. And it's really been surprising how many copies I've sold with it, but it's going really, really well. So, you know, that's something that I generally recommend anybody that has a book that would translate into an audio format pretty well is to consider putting it out as an audiobook. You know, it doesn't cost you anything and gives you, you know, another income stream, which we've already decided money is good, you know, so
yeah.
There you go.
So that's really a good piece of key information, and I thank you. The marketing, how do you, you know, besides the online, what do you suggest for marketing if someone's already got the book and they're ready to get out there? Besides the online, do you do any other marketing besides online? Because I know you said you did shows and things like that, and you did speaking. What would you suggest for somebody?
Well, certainly doing it on social media is an easy way to do it. A lot of people aren't very comfortable speaking in front of groups, and that gives them one way to get the word out without having to do something that, you know, they really, really don't want to do. Like I said, I like speaking at science fiction and fantasy conventions. It's a great way to go out and meet new people, to connect with your readers, and I think that's, you know, that's one of the most important things, you know, with being an author is really trying to do what you can to connect with the readers. You know, that is honestly, I think, one of the biggest mistakes that starting out authors make. They start out and, you know, they take this book and, you know, it's their baby, and they work on it so hard and they get it into great shape and they've got this great book and they've, you know, gone and they've gotten the cover done and it's a great cover and they've got a great blurb on the back and it is the best thing in the world, and they go to publish it and they don't sell anything. And that's because they haven't developed a relationship with the readers all the way through this process. What I like to tell people is that you really need to start marketing 4 to 6 months before the book comes out, so that, you know, you can start developing this relationship with readers, so that, you know, by the time the book is ready, they know, like, and trust you. And so when you say, hey, you know, I've just released this book, I'd be, you know, really honored if you'd try it out. Not all of them will, but some will go try it. And you say, hey, you know, if you could write a review for me, you know, that'd be really great. And once again, not all of them will, but, you know, if you've developed a relationship with them, some will. And that really gets you going, is, you know, that initial surge of people that buy the book and then write the reviews. You have to remember that. Every year, over 1 million new books come out on Amazon. So you've got to do, that's a whole lot.
That's a lot of books. Everybody wants to be an author.
Right. So if you want to be found, you have to do something to get your name out there. And the best way to do it is really to, you know, have that initial surge, where your book starts to get noticed by Amazon, and then they start marketing for you. because I'll tell you, Amazon's got more money for marketing than I do, probably than just about anybody. So, you know, if you can do the right things to start out well, then Amazon will put you on the emails that they send out. And if you've ever been on Amazon and bought something, you know, they always pop up with something at the bottom that says, oh, people that bought that also bought this. Your book will start showing up as one of those people that bought, you know, also bought this. And that'll get, you know, your book in front of, you know, potential readers. And not only that, it's potential readers that like your genre. Because Amazon knows, you know, okay, you've got this book and it's a, say it's science fiction. Anytime somebody purchases a science fiction book, Amazon knows, hey, they like science fiction. So they market, you know, science fiction books to them. You know, so it's very targeted marketing, you know, and, you know, fairly aggressive from Amazon. And if you can get your book, you know, the initial sales where they start to market your book for you, you know, they have just a really powerful targeted marketing system that'll get your book in front of the right readers, and you know, you'll make more sales that way. And that's how you do it. You know, you really have to develop a relationship, you know, before the book comes out. And whether that's social media, which I'm a big fan of because it's free, or getting out there and talking to people. You know, it's hard to do a book signing before your book comes out, obviously, but you can get out there and be talking about it. You can get on people's blogs. You can write, you know, letters into various editors or whatever, you know, however else you can get out there and be seen by people and start becoming an authority in whatever topic you are. You know, if you're writing nonfiction, you want to be seen as an authority. If right. you are writing fiction, you want to be seen as, you know, somebody that's at least interesting, and somebody that's trustworthy. You know, if you come across as professional, readers are going to be more likely to try your book, you know, when you get it out.
Good. Again,
how was that for an answer? I kind of went all over the place.
But you gave some really great, and I appreciate it. Let my readers, let my listeners know exactly where they can find you, and the books you told us about self-publishing information. But let my listeners know where they can find you, and the other books that you write. Just give us a little story about the other books that you write.
Okay, sure. All of my books are on Amazon. Like I already said, they're also on Barnes & Noble and Smashwords. You can also find me at chriskennedypublishing.com, chriskennedypublishing.com. You know, I also work with aspiring authors, so if you have questions or need services or anything like that, you can find me there. The books that I've written, the first couple were military fiction. You know, they always tell you, write what you know. And, you know, having been in the Navy for 20 years, I knew a thing or two about the military.
You think?
the first book was Red Tide, The Chinese Invasion of Seattle, which takes place a few years from now. And then the second book in that series was Occupied Seattle. In the third book, all of the main characters from the first two go to space, and it starts a science fiction trilogy, which includes Janissaries, When the Gods Aren't Gods, and Terra Stands Alone, which I you know, really had a great time writing. I kind of took a look at history and how maybe history isn't quite the way we think it is. You know, that there may have been other outside influences that have been working here all along that, you know, the government covers up. You know, not exactly Men in Blackish, but kind of like that. And then I've got the first of a fantasy trilogy out, which is Can't Look Back. And then obviously the self-publishing for profit book that just came out here last month.
Okay. I want to thank you for so much informative information when it comes to self-publishing, and especially the audio thing, because a lot of authors don't really think about, let me do an audio book, because they're so busy out there making e-books and creating more and maybe going out and publicizing it and putting it on. No one really thinks about the audio book in that industry as much. And that
absolutely
was some really key information.
Well, that's really, I think, one of the powerful things about a book is that once you have a book, you know, is developing additional income streams from it without having to spend all of the time to write the second book. And certainly I recommend writing more books. The more books you write, the more chances you give people to find you. And it's very powerful if you write a series or write, you know, more books to get your name out there. But it's also great, you know, once you have your first book, you know, you can use it in a variety of different things, whether that's, you know, if you're a nonfiction author, you can go and start speaking about it, you know, kind of like I am today. I wrote a book on self-publishing, and here I am, you know, getting the word out there by talking with you about it. So it gives you a lot of different opportunities to explore whether you, you know, so I wouldn't just stay with an ebook, print book, you know, get into the audiobooks, you know, see what else you can do with it. And in the book, I give, you know, some other ideas where you can go with it and, you know, use it for all it's worth. You put the, all the effort into it, you know, so make the most of it that you can.
Thank you, Mr. Kennedy, for your words of wisdom, for the great interview, and for being on the show. You gave us some good tips on self-publishing and how to go out there and make the profits. And I really appreciate you being on the Cheap Sheet of Money show this morning, and I know my listeners appreciate it, and they'll probably be hitting your website real soon.
Well, awesome. Hey, thank you very much for having me. It's been great to be here. I really enjoyed talking with you this morning.
Thank you, and I do appreciate it. And when you get a new book, welcome back. Come on back and let us know what you got working on.
Okay, I sure will. I'll look forward to it. Thanks.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, now you can't tell me that wasn't a good interview. Self-publishing, we got Chris Kennedy on. He was telling about what the books he's written. He was talking to us about where to publish them, how to write them, and that audio piece when he was talking about do the audio for your book. That was some key goal stuff, wasn't it? Folks, next Sunday we're talking about money in the news. It's April, Easter, Good Friday, all that good stuff. What's going on with the money? We're going to talk about that. And if you have any suggestions or comments regarding this show or any upcoming topics that you would like for me to talk about, or if you have a guest that would like to be on the Cheap Sheet of Money show, all are welcome. Why? Because we're family. You know how that go. And while we have a minute, let's talk about what is going on with everyone. I hope everyone had a good weekend. I hope it wasn't that cold out, because it was cold here in New York. It snowed yesterday. Can you believe it? We're still getting snow. Thank God today is much better. What's going on with money? What's going on, folks? Are you saving it? Are you making it? Are you having fun with it? What are you doing? You know, I can tell you what I'm doing. All you got to do is Zax, or you can go to our Facebook page, The Cheap Cheat and Money Show, and be a part of the family like you are here on Blog Talk Radio. Let us know what's going on in your life. Let's share how to save and make money together. We family. We can do this. It's 2015. Give me your ideas. I'll give you mine. There's so many things I'm starting to do when it comes to trying to make extra money. I talk about it on the Facebook page. I also talk about it on the Cheap Cheat of Money blog. All that. Come. Visit. And you know the books are out, and I'm going to have some new stuff for you coming soon. If you don't like books, I probably got something else that you'll love better. But I'm not going to discuss that right now. When it comes out, I'll let you know. You know, I got to keep something from you. What else is going on? Like I said, we're talking about money in the news next week. And if you have any suggestions or comments, again, you know where to find me. On that note, folks, I'm going to say, keep your mind on your money on your mind. Have a great week. Be blessed. Enjoy it. And like I always tell you, save that money. Until next week, folks.